Blackstone Audio presents Sunstorm, Book 2 of A Time Odyssey by Arthur C. Clarke and Stephen Baxter. Part 1. A Baleful Sun. Chapter 1. Return. Bisesa Dutt gasped and staggered. She was standing. She didn't know where she was. Music was playing. She stared at a wall, which showed the magnified image of an impossibly beautiful young man crooning into an old-fashioned microphone. Impossible, yes. He was a synth star, a distillation of the inchoate longings of sub-teen girls. My God, he looks like Alexander the Great. Bisesa could barely take her eyes off the wall's moving colours, its brightness. She had forgotten how drab and dun-coloured Mir had been. But then Mir had been another world altogether. Aristotle said, "Good morning, Bisesa. This is your regular alarm call. Breakfast is waiting downstairs. The news headlines today are... Shut up." Her voice was a dusty desert croak. "Of course." The synthetic boy sang on softly. She glanced around. This was her bedroom in her London apartment. It seemed small, cluttered. The bed was big, soft, not slept in. She walked to the window. Her military-issue boots were heavy on the carpet and left footprints of crimson dust. The sky was grey, on the cusp of sunrise, and the skyline of London was emerging from the flatness of silhouette. "Aristotle."
"Bisesa."
"What's the date?"
"Tuesday."
"The date?"
"Ah, the 9th of..."